Good afternoon, friends. It's good to have you joining with us today. I'm not sure if you would like to meet an animal like this on a dark night. Stags and deer, they're beautiful animals, but like so many animals, they demand a lot of respect. And this is a stag's head. Not a real stag's head, of course. I think it's maybe made out of copper or brass or something like that, but it's a really nice feature. And you know, the Bible has much to say about animals. As the Saviour said, behold the fowls of the air. He wants us to consider the birds. And the book of Proverbs has a lot to say as well about animals. It's a good study, the animals in the book of Proverbs. And of course, right throughout the Word of God, you've got many, many references to the animals. And as we think about the stag or the deer, we are reminded of the words of the psalmist in Psalm 42. Where the psalmist expresses his hunger and his thirst for God. We're told that if a stag or a deer or a roe or a hart is thirsty, it will stop at nothing until it gets that thirst quenched. It would rather die running, die on its feet, than lie down with that thirst. It will persevere and persevere until at last it finds water. Such is its thirst. And its desire for that thirst to be quenched, the heart will stop at nothing until at last it finds a river or a brook or a stream or a lake or a pond, somewhere where its thirst can be quenched. And the psalmist expresses his thirst for God in that fashion. He says in Psalm 42 and verse number 1, as the hart panteth after the water brooks, so panteth my soul after thee, O God. My soul thirsteth for the living God. When shall I come and appear before my God? Now the Bible gives many promises to those that are thirsty. In John chapter 7, our Lord Jesus Christ said at the last day, the great day of the feast, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. He that believeth in me, as the scripture hath said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. God promises in the prophecy of Isaiah, I will pour water in him that is thirsty and floods upon the dry ground. The Saviour said in the Sermon on the Mount, blessed are they that do hunger and thirst after righteousness. And I wonder if I speak to somebody today, you're a believer and you're thirsting and you're hungry for more of God. That was the type of thirst that the psalmist had. And that's the type of thirst, I believe, that Christians need in these days. The sad reality is that many, many people who profess to know the Saviour have very little by way of hunger or thirst for him. We're like the church sometimes at Laodicea, self-sufficient, self-seeking, self-satisfied. No real hunger, no real thirst for God. And tragically, the church in this generation and in this nation of ours seems to have lost its spiritual appetite. And that is a sign of ill health. If somebody loses their appetite, it's a sign of ill health. It can result in weakness, further sickness, and ultimately even in death itself. And so therefore, it's so important that God's people get that hunger, that burden, that love back in their souls for the Lord. Just as the hymn writer said, revive thy work, O Lord, create soul thirst for thee, and hungering for the bread of life, O may our spirits be. Maybe you're not a Christian at all and you're hungry and thirsty for something. Christ and Christ alone is able to satisfy that hunger and that thirst in your heart. None but Christ can satisfy. There's none other name for me. There's love and life and lasting joy. Lord Jesus, found in thee. God bless you, friends. Thank you for joining us today, and we'll hopefully see you again very soon. See you next time, folks. Bye-bye.